Sergeant Ivy Ritchie was in Company A to the 14th North Carolina Infantry. He joined that unit, marched out of Albemarle to go to fight for his state. He fought in quite a few major battles that the 14th was in. And in the final attack to dislodge a cannon position at Appomattox, the day that Lee decided to surrender, there was a blast, a cannon blast, and he was killed in that blast. Many people say that he was the last soldier to die in combat for the Army of Northern Virginia. We're cousins. We share the same grandfather. That kind of makes this what we're doing personal here.
And so growing up, did you hear a lot about him and his time in the war?
Well, not really growing up. My grandfather raised me, and he was a real son, meaning that his father had fought in the war. And he told us stories about the war, but I really didn't come to understand who he was or trace his ancestry to find out that we shared the same grandfathers until I became involved with the Sons of Confederate Veterans. I only came with the Sons of Confederate Veterans 8 years ago. And this has been a quest for us. It was going on prior to me coming on the scene. And we faltered a lot along the way and run up against roadblocks here, there, and yonder. But as time went by, we was able to put a lot of evidence together to substantiate beyond what we feel is a reasonable doubt that that is, in fact, Sergeant Ivy Ritchie in that grave. And we would like to have him properly marked, as he is a son of the South and a son of North Carolina.
How did you get all this evidence that points to it is indeed Sergeant Ivy Ritchie from Albemarle in that grave?
Well, it's kind of ironic that the person who is presenting the evidence for the other side, Chris Calkins, who is a historical interpreter for that area, wrote a book that pointed us in the direction that that was Sergeant Ivy Ritchie. Since it says on his stone that it is J. Ritchie of the 14th New York, and no such person ever existed, kind of led us to believe that could be it. We contacted the National Archives, and we have letters from them to substantiate that no such person existed in any of those surrounding New York, New Jersey, or any of those surrounding states.
So how long, then, would you say your camp has been really pushing for this change on the gravestone?
Well, we originally went at it as a let's dig him up, bring him home approach. And that was before my time there. But that just couldn't be done. We had had an environmental study. We'd had DNA tests and everything else to have done that. And not only that, the soil was very acid. So if we brought anything home, it might be a belt buckle or some buttons, and that would have been it. Then we went this other approach we're taking now, just to honor him and to have him properly marked. But this has been going on since 95. So there's 12 years that I know of that it's been going on. But we're going forward to this, and we will be there dressed in our Sunday best, as I believe our ancestors would want us to present ourselves, and present an honorable case.